This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. In the age of the streaming wars, you almost need a spreadsheet to keep track of all the different services and which ones are worth paying for. And there's another one coming soon. NBC Universal is preparing to launch Peacock next April. To that end, its parent company, Comcast, is reportedly in talks to buy another free streaming service, Xumo. That could help Comcast make good on its plans to launch Peacock, or at least a version of it, as a free ad-supported service, like good old-fashioned TV. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Viewers have always looked for variety on TV, says Michael Pachter, an analyst with Wedbush Securities.
You know, I think about it like I think about eating out, because sometimes you want Mexican food, and sometimes you want chicken, and sometimes you want seafood.
In the old days, they got that in one place, Vegas buffet style, first over the air, then with a cable package, and eventually on the big streaming services, Netflix and Hulu, which offered content from all of the studios and networks.
Until the media companies noticed that people were cutting the cord. And the content guys have now pulled back all their content, and they're saying, we're going to do it ourselves.
Hence, NBC Universal's Peacock and Disney Plus, CBS All Access, Fubo.
Crunchyroll, it's an anime-based service. There's also Funimation Now, also an anime service.
Brett Sappington of Parks Associates Consumer Analytics tracks the more than 300 streaming options available in the U.S.
There are services related to cooking, astronomy, boating, horses, really a wide, wide variety.
That makes it harder than ever to stand out from the crowd. Sappington says streaming services can do that with really catchy original content, like Disney's Star Wars hit The Mandalorian, or by being cheap or free, because they're supported by advertising.
It's a model that's worked for about 70 years.
And media consultant Brad Adgate thinks it could keep working as more of those second- and third-tier streaming services vie for advantage. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.